The Sleeping Princess. In this room sleeps a princess who is always watched. All eyes are upon her. She's dressed each morning. She's fiercely corseted, encased in dresses that feel like coffins. She's fed milk and honey. She learns singing, calligraphy, alchemy and French, just in case the day comes when she might be queen. She plays with dolls and dresses her pet dog in frilly dresses just in case the day comes when she might become a charming plaything. Nobody really knows, but all eyes are on her just in case. Dukes and marchionesses hold her hand that she might not fall, and they never let go. The days are filled with the passing of the hours. The hours pass unchanging. The air in the palace is solid with ceremony and expectation. Her governess sits by her bed at night, reading fairy tales to the sleeping princess. One day your prince will come. One day you will wear a dress rarer than rubies, and one day you will go to the ball. But every night there is a violet hour when the governor sleeps and the princess sleepwalks. In the morning, her bed is in disorder, her feet are dirty. The palace is in despair. Something must be done. The royal carpenters are called. They pile mattresses on the princess's bed until it is so high it nearly reaches the ceiling. And they build a chair for the watching governess that is tall and spindly, that she may read and watch the sleeping princess. She won't get away now. But in the morning, when the princess is woken up for her breakfast of milk and honey, her hair hangs wild. There are leaves on her nightdress. Moss and lichen are strewn on the bed. Her feet are dirty and raw, as if from dancing in the woods all night without permission. And that hair on the pillow, does it come from a wolf?